Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to the 10-Minute Marketer. David is going to be away for a few more weeks, and I've been filling in with the wonderful Michael Farka, who joins us now. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Lisa Davis. Thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, we have a great time. All right, Michael, tell us what we're going to be chatting about today.
So maybe we're going to talk a little bit about on-the-job training and looking the part. You know, as an entrepreneur, you know, we're always faced with new things, new challenges, new directions. And so for me, I have three independent businesses. If you've heard any of the previous shows, you'd know, you know, I have a medical education business, I have a general contracting business, and now I have my ever-loving family tribute, Devil's Envy Spice Company. And, you know, when I was working in the hospital, there's always been this concept when you're hiring and, you know, new staff, you know, you get the resume, you see what the background is and see how it relates to the position that you have and see if it's a good fit. And that's such a traditional mold, you know, in looking for a job. And you can really screen out, you know, 80 to 90% of the resumes that you get because they have nothing to do with the job that you're offering. So interestingly enough, you know, there's this concept of OJT, what I call on-the-job training, right? So there are some folks, you know, when you find really good people who are dynamic in their presentation, dynamic in their abilities, and have demonstrated their ability to enter new situations and excel, those are the key people that you would want to bring in. And so if they didn't have any direct experience, you could do some on-the-job training. And that would include, you know, the proper degrees and things like that. So if it was a little off, you'd be able to do it because it was such a dynamic person. So that's, you know, what I call OJT. And for me as an entrepreneur, you know, I had entered a couple of realms, right? So I was a hospital healthcare, a medical education specialist. So the medical education business, you know, was really just a natural fit for me. But when it came to general contracting, well, I had a handyman business forever, and again, probably another show, you know, there were so many little nuances to this new world that I wasn't aware of in the beginning. And so there was a lot of that trial by fire. You know, what did you do with permits? What did you do with building codes? How do you handle subcontractors? How do you handle owners? All of the, and the business side of things, you know, how did you do all of this? And there, you know, when you don't have a partner, when there's nobody there to kind of hold your hand along, there really is no on-the-job training. You're the trainee and the trainer.
Yes. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Exactly. And then with the food industry, you know, the amount of licenses, the new jargon that I was exposed to, you know, was so different. So I had a major injury last year in 2016, and you know, while it was very easy for me to sit, I wasn't so easy to sit on my behind because it's very painful. But but it, you know, for me, I was able to take that time and almost school myself in all this new lingo, understand the licensing, understanding the Department of Agriculture and Markets and the Department of Health and the food service industry, and all of this new stuff and the middlemen and the buyers and the co-packers, you know, things that I was never exposed to before, you know, was equivalent of going to school again for myself. So the amount of, you know, reading that I was able to do was super important. But nothing takes the place of going out there and just doing it, right? So as an entrepreneur, the most important thing is to not be paralyzed by something you're not familiar with.
And so how do you get to that way of thinking? Because it can be overwhelming when you're doing on-the-job training, especially if it's in a completely new realm. What are some tips?
Right. So it's a great point. Now, let's take it outside of the business realm, right? So when you're gathering with friends and, you know, you're all going to go out for dinner, and it's like, okay, where do you want to go? And you're five people, and everybody says, I don't know, what do you want to do? I don't know what you want to do. I don't know, where do you want to go? And yeah, and nobody can make a decision, you know? But there's always one guy or gal in the group who says, you know, I think I'm really in the mood for sushi. Let's go out for sushi. You know? So there's always somebody who's focused. And I don't know that I ever describe myself as that, but, you know, you just got to be the decision maker sometimes. I mean, yes. You really just have to go out there and just say, yeah, this is the way it's going to be. And the beauty is, you know, in the restaurant example, if you get it wrong, you go out and have another meal another day. You know, it's just, it's like if you really were in the mood for steak, you can go out for steak the following day. You know, but in business, you know, sometimes decisions can cost you money, can cost you time, can cost you reputation. So people are a lot more pensive in making those types of decisions, and it's completely understandable. Because you may not have the financial backing, you may not have the ability to say, well, if I make a fool of myself, you know, it really damaged my reputation. That's sometimes irreparable. So people have a very hard time in making those decisions. So for me, it does kind of come naturally to say, I think this is the way we're going to do it. You know, we're going to try this. I have no guarantees. And if we make a mistake, we're going to figure out a solution together. And so not being afraid to make the decision is sometimes the hardest thing to do. But it's the only thing that's going to allow you to move to the next step. Because indecision will kill a business instantly.
So you don't want to make quick judgments or rash judgments. That's the word. But you also don't want to just sit there twiddling your thumbs and be like, ah, I'm not sure. What should we do? Right? You need to be decisive, but in a planned manner, I'm guessing.
Definitely. I mean, listen, if you're unsure about something, like, so as an entrepreneur, you're always looking for new business. You're always looking for new things. And so people ask you to do things for them that you're somewhat unfamiliar with.
Yes.
The answer to the question is, yes, of course I can do that. And then you go look it up. You go research it if you can't do it. I mean, this is just, this happens every day. But the customer or the owner, they don't know that. they just think everybody's an expert.
Yeah.
But no, it's not true. You know, most people are not experts at things. And so they learn as they go. And, you know, I would encourage, you know, new business owners or folks who are looking to become new business owners or entrepreneurs is, you know, don't feel like you need to know everything. You can learn as you go as well. But research the hell out of it. You know, don't leave yourself, you know, open where you'll be caught with your proverbial pants down, because that will also destroy your business.
Yeah, that's true. You need to know what you're doing. You need to look the part.
Yeah, look, feel, talk, walk, yes. You know, all the part, of course.
Every part. I like that. Okay,
yes.
So what are some other tips that connect to this?
Well, I think, you know, when you're running around all the time, for me, again, it's different businesses. So sometimes I have to dress a certain way for certain businesses, right? When I'm on a construction site, I have to wear certain shoes and wear certain jeans or certain, you know, stuff. But when I'm going, you know, to meet a customer for a medical education, I got to look a little more professional. Sometimes I have to put on slacks and a shirt or a suit. And so you got to figure out, how do I juggle all that? How do I make that happen so I'm also looking the part at each crossroads? And so a little bit of planning throughout the day, you know, helps. So, you know, my morning will be spent, you know, in this particular area, and my afternoon will be spent there, or I can push, you know, a full day in this particular, you know, a business and you know, the next day in this other business. So a lot of planning, a lot of, you know, discussion with people, a lot of things could be done over the phone these days. My cell phone is my number one way to conduct business. But nothing replaces the handshake and looking somebody in the eye. And so you do want to look the part. You want to dress appropriately for the occasion. And so when you talk about these different obstacles and planning your day and this on-the-job training, you really just got to put that professional image forward.
So, Michael, we only have about a minute left. So we're talking about on-the-job training, looking like you know what you're doing, even when you don't. We've all been there, right? I mean, sometimes it's like, wait, what's going on here? But you have to have a direction, know what you're doing, and look the part. Is there anything else you want to add in the last, let's say, 30 seconds?
So the only thing I would say is, you know, just be balanced. You know, your day has to feel right to you. And no matter what the day looks like, take a little bit of time for yourself, right? Do a little morning exercise, do a little exercise in the evening. Do that one thing that makes you happy, whether it's a little meditation, whether it's a little exercise, something to, you know, for yourself so you can reenergize, reinvigorate, something to move it, to clear your mind.
That sounds great. All right, Michael, tell us all the ways we can find out more about you and your great businesses.
Oh, sure. So you can find me all over social media. I'm at MFarca on Twitter, at Devil's Envy on Twitter also. You can find me on Facebook, Devil's Envy Spice. You can find my website at devilsenvyspice.com, just the same. So happy to engage with everybody. So just leave a message. You can email me. You can Twitter me. And I try to get back to everybody. So have a great day. Thanks so much.
Fantastic. I want to thank everyone for listening to The 10-Minute Marketer. Go to www.the10minutemarketer.com. Please subscribe on iTunes, or there are other ways to listen as well. There's a list on that page. And be sure to rate and review. It really helps the show, and it'll bring more listeners. So thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.